Are your social recruiting strategies fair to minorities? I'm sure your reflex would be to say, yes, of course it is. And if I saw your strategy, I probably would agree with you, at least if I saw it last week. This week, I'm not so sure, and I say that only because someone brought to my attention a report produced by the Pew Research Center's Internet and American Life Project. That report explored the racial breakdown of users on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. And it seems that when it comes to reaching diverse audiences, all social networks are not equal. But what has that got to do with recruiting? Find out next on the Social Recruiter Podcast. You're listening to The Social Recruiter, news, views, and interviews about the ever-changing world of social media, but from a recruiting point of view. I am your host, Jim Stroud. The Pew Research Center surveyed Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram to examine the percentage of whites, blacks, Hispanics, and other races using their services. Can you guess which social network is the most racially diverse? Go ahead. Guess. Don't know? Oh, you do know. Let's hear it. What's your guess? Ah, well, I'll tell you if you are right or wrong after this quick word from our sponsor.
I joined to fulfill my potential. I stayed to fulfill the potential of Randstad Sourceright.
I joined for the strength of the brand. I stayed for the challenge.
I joined for an opportunity in our Birmingham office and stayed for one in London.
I joined to work in head office. I stay for the impact I can have on client site.
I joined for personal growth. I stay for the opportunity to develop others.
Ik ben begonnen bij Randstad in Nederland. I stay to work at Randstad Sourceright UK.
I joined because I needed a job. I stay for a career with a market leader.
I joined to be a specialist.
I stay for the team.
Instagram was the most racially diverse social network, followed closely by Twitter. LinkedIn was third, and Facebook, surprisingly, was last. I thought that this was fascinating because, well, I never really thought about it before. I just assumed that all demographics were well represented on these popular platforms. If I told Nina Santamaria that, she would probably laugh at me. And what? Oh, Nina Santamaria is a multicultural strategist leading an effort at Twitter to attract more Black, Hispanic, and Asian American users to Twitter. Facebook is doing a similar strategy of attracting more minority users. They hired someone from the Spanish language TV network Univision, and although his or her name presently escapes me, I am sure they are a star, but I digress. Let me tie this into recruiting somehow. When it comes to Twitter, their audience strength is with African Americans. With minorities. About 18%, this is surprising, about 18% of Twitter's audience in the United States are African American, according to Pew Research. So if I were doing some diversity recruiting initiative and wanted to target African Americans, Twitter would be high on my list. And if I wanted some inspiration for my Twitter campaign, I would look at Allstate Corporation. They had a campaign called Give It Up for Good, designed to reach African American consumers. Allstate set up a Twitter handle and a Twitter-centric website where people share warm and fuzzy stories about the community. You can see it for yourself at giveitupforgood.allstateonline.com. That's giveitupforgood.allstateonline.com. You know, and I might also look at Home Depot for some inspiration too. They had this campaign called Retool Your School, where Home Depot would donate grant money to historically Black colleges for building or renovation. The winner of the grant was decided partly by which school generated the most relevant tweets in a certain amount of time. Of course, no matter what audience I target on Twitter, there are certain immutable laws for recruiting on Twitter. I'll just name three of them off the top of my head here. One is customize your Twitter background and profile picture to reflect your employment brand. That's crucial. Two, write a clear bio explaining who you are as a company. Three, link to your career website because you should. It should be the center of all your recruiting. But that's another podcast. And four, encourage people to engage with you. And to do that, you need to do more than post links to your jobs. Tweet about your company culture, share informative articles, and be a real person. Now, there are more things I could say, but I'm out of time. I thank you for yours. This was the Social Recruiter Podcast, but I'm still Jim Stroud. Until next time, keep on keeping on. Right on, right on.